Estoy estoy lo era más yo soy.
Shus Rosh Vetzebo. This week's parasha, we got the story about Yehuda and Tamar. And after the story about Tamar, the Torah tells us the story of Eishes Potiphar. And Rashi already explains what's the shaykhus that the Torah tells us the two stories of Eishes Potiphar and Tamar next to each other, to tell you that like Tamar, she did it l'shem Shemaim. The whole story about Yehuda and Tamar, or she was doing it l'shem Shemaim, she wanted to marry one of the Shvatim. So to the Eishes Potiphar, she wanted to marry Yosef, also l'shem Shemaim. She knew that she has some sort of a connection and she wants to have chasen with Yosef. And we look in the end, we see what happened. The Tamar, she did the Shem Shemaim, it really worked out. David HaMelech is coming from Tamar and Yehuda from this story. And by Eishes Potiphar, and in the end, nothing happened. And the question is, so we see over here, Moedig Yosef. A person does something, the Shem Shemayim, because he thinks it's a mitzvah, he knows it's a mitzvah, but he always have to know, what happens if it doesn't work out? By Tamar, she wanted to have kids from Yehuda, and then all suddenly, Yehuda says, we have to kill her, we have to kill Tamar. And she was prepared to be killed, not to embarrass Yehuda, and eventually Yehuda was moide. But she did it the Shem Shemayim, and in the end, and it looked like it's not going to work out. She was happy to be Moisa Nefesh and not to embarrass Yehuda. By Eishes Potiphar, but it didn't work out. She went and she put Yosef into prison and all sorts of things. So that shows that it's not real Shem Shemayim. Person does something in Shem Shemayim, but he's doing it for the Eibush. If Hashem wants it to work, it'll work. If it doesn't work, fine. So it doesn't work out. But by Eishes Potiphar, even though she started, it seems like the Shem Shemayim, we see that there was something wrong in the Shem Shemayim, because when it didn't work out, all of a sudden she put Yosef into prison and she did everything, even though Hashem doesn't want that. We see a similar thing by Yosef, this material of the Shem Shemayim. A person has to know, and always we know, we have to do what's right in Hashem. We see by Yosef, he was in prison, the Pasuk says, by Hisham. He wasn't they put him into prison, and then by Hisham. So Sfasem says, why does the Torah add by Hisham? He was there. We just said a minute ago that she put him, put Yosef into prison. By Hisham, Yosef was a clever man, he was a strong man. He could have maybe found ways how to get out of prison and do different ideas, but he kept, Hashem wants him to be now in prison. So fine, by Hisham, he stayed over there, realizing it's not good for me, but it looks like Hashem wants me to be over here, so I'm staying here. Often the Rotzen Hashem, a person has to know that, even if it doesn't really suit what I wanted it to be, but if a person knows, fine, Hashem wants me to be now here, Hashem doesn't want Eishes Potiphar to work out, he wants Yosef to be in prison, that's how a person has to be makabel. Good, we want to speak about the sugya. It's all about Asmachta. I want to tell you a few stories. The title outside was about speeding to Deir Shiven. What happened was, someone wanted to go down to London. He was Mamash Moyediger, Siyum of Deir Shiven. And he was already close to, it started 6:30. He was already 4:30. We had to get down. So he told a good driver, please get me down to London as quick as you can. Speed. And today on the GPS and the TomTom, you can see where there's a camera. So make sure that you speed. When you see a camera, slow down. And so you can drive 100 miles an hour and get very quick down to London. So the driver got very nervous. He tells him, listen, I'm happy to take you. I'm happy to speed. And usually I manage not to get a ticket. But, you know, I mean, there might be a chance that I'm going to miss one camera or something and I'll get a ticket. So the person, listen, I'm desperate to go. If you get a ticket, I'll pay for it. So the child is a asmachta. I'll explain to him what asmachta is. There's another similar idea of it. Often you give someone a lift, You get sometimes a bunch of pochim after the chasnik, and you have a lift. And so, listen, I've got only a 5-seater. I can't take more than 4 boys. He said, you know what, take 5 boys. If the police catches you, we'll pay for the ticket. It's just another story, but the idea of asmachta is, we just learned now in Daf Yomi in Bobasta a few times, asmachta is that I tell you, I'm going to do something because I'm assuming it's not going to happen. The Moshe, the Mishnah just now we had in Daf Yomi, today is the big siyum. We had a Kufsa Meches, and the Mishnah says that someone owed someone 100 pounds, and he already paid him back half of it, 50 pounds already paid back. We still owe him 50 pounds. So he's giving the shtar to a sholish, to a third person, and he tells him, listen, if in the next 30 days I'm going to pay back the rest of the choyv, the other 50, then perfect. But if it takes me longer than 30 days, then take the shtar, take the paper, give it back to the malva, and then he can ask for another, again for 100 pounds. So Mishnah brings that's a locha, it's a problem of asmachta. Because when I'm giving him the shtar, so I'm hoping in Mitzvah Hashem I'm going to pay back in the next 30 days. I just tell him in case I'm not going to be able to pay back in the next 30 days, then you can give the shtar back to the malva that you should claim again. A similar idea, the Gemara says, another Gemara we had in the Bob Metzia. You what we call a down payment. You want to buy something, and you tell the seller, listen, I don't have the money on me now. Here, I'm giving you 100 pounds, a deposit, a down payment, meaning as well. If I pay you the rest, perfect. If I'm going to back out, then you can keep the 100 pounds. So yeah, I'm planning to buy it. Just in case I'm going to back out, then you can keep the 100 pounds. So the Mishnah says it's also called the asmachta. Because you're relying in Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to buy it. You don't really mean it. So whenever you give a matonda, you give a present to someone, you have to know that it's a gmias das, you really want to give it to him. Here, you only give him the money because it's not going to happen. So it's felt in gmias das. It's very, it's Tom Shaila, I'm not going to have time to speak about it, but it's very, in our days, wherever you buy a property, there's exchange and completion. By exchange, you give 10%, and you're hoping to finish up, but the deal is that if you're going to back out, the lekech, the buyer is going to back out, then the seller can keep the 10% deposit exchange. So you have to know, is it a problem of asmachta or not? That's another shmuz. I'm saying, if you learn the Mishnah, as it is in Bom Metzira, it seems to be a problem of Asmachta, and there are ways out. But going back to our story.
That's different, but then you know I'm giving them that, and I may lose it. Here, I'm just saying I'll pay your ticket. That is no intention of paying.
In my case, it's much worse. Yeah, 100%. No, but the Mishnah says if you give someone 100 pounds and you tell him that if I'm going to back out, you can keep it, then it's a problem of Asmachta. Even such a case is a problem. Fine. There's another Gemara, just to bring out the point. There's a worker says, I'm going to take care of your field. I'm a kavlan. I'm going to be working and do all the work on your field. And I'll give you every year, whatever the agreement, the third of what's going to grow, I'm going to pay you. And he says, in case I'm not going to work this year, and nothing is going to grow, I'm going to pay you back wherever you're lost. If I'm not going to work, I'm going to pay you for the lost. You were supposed to make a third, whatever. I'm going to pay you that. So the Gemara says it's not the Asmachta. Why is it not Asmachta? So the Gemara says a very important klal. The difference whether it's Beyodoi or not Beyodoi. Something which is, let's say this worker, he can decide if he's going to work on the field or not. It's beyond, it's up to him. And he says, I'm going to work and I'm going to pay you a third of what's going to grow. If I'm not going to work because I'm too lazy and I'm going to sit on the couch, I'll pay you for your loss. So it's beyond, it's up to him if he's going to do the work. Then there's no problem with asmachta. Asmachta is only something which is not really in my hands. It depends on something else. There's another knech, even something which is up to me, if it's a guzma, if it's a lot of money, Lamosha, I tell you, if I'm not going to work in your field, I'll pay you £1,000. So the Gemara says, even though it's beyond, it's up to me if I'm going to work or not, but £1,000 is too much. It doesn't make sense that you should pay so much. However, that's in our language, £1,000 is not, I'll pay you £10,000. It's a guzma balm, it doesn't make sense. Why should, he's maybe going to lose £1,000 by you not working. Why should he give him £10,000? So then it's still a problem of asmachta. So you just get to claw the rules. Something which is not in your hands, it depends on others, then there's a problem of asmachta. Something which is up to you, because you can do, when you don't work, it's because you decided not to work, then it depends if it's a guzma or not. Meaning, if you're just going to cover up his expense, his loss, then it's okay, then it's not asmachta. But once you promise him to pay him far more than what he's going to lose, then you have a problem of asmachta. So let's just go back on our case. Here, I'm going to go into the car. I'm sure that Mitzvah Hashem, this driver is a perfect driver. He's going to manage to get down to London without a ticket. It's not beyodo, it's not up to me if he's going to get a ticket or not. So then we have a problem of asmachta. So lechoyre, because of asmachta, I can turn around to him after we get to London, and he tells me, listen, you're here on time, but you do remember there was a flash 2 hours ago, pay me for that. I can turn around, I can tell him, I would love to pay you, but I don't have to, because it's asmachta. Oh, it's a santa zach. I don't know how that works. I was wondering what was just saying. Yeah. I mean,
you promised.
Chazal understood this fellow when he says it, he doesn't really mean it, right? So it's killer. I said something without meaning what I'm saying. Right. That's also Meshatani Bach. Yeah, but that's also so good. Mashat anibor. Yeah, but we'll get to that maybe soon. I want to say another point. We just had now in the Gemara yesterday or 2 days ago, which could be relevant over here. There's something called the Orif. If someone is lending, borrowing money, and the lender says, I want the Orif, I don't trust you, get the Orif. So what's the Orif? Orif says to the Malve, to the lender, in case the other guy is not going to pay you back, come to me and I'll pay you. It's not, he's hoping that this fellow is a good, solid guy. He's not going to pay you back. In case he's not, then come to me. Feiti Gemara, why is there no asmachta? Every orif should be a problem of asmachta. And I go up to, at the time of when the Malv is lending the money, and I tell him, listen, in case he's not paying, I'll pay you back. He's hoping it's not going to happen. Right? Every orif is convinced that in Mitzvah Hashem nothing is going to happen. Even if it's a shtar, what does a shtar help? Maybe based on chosh of the Gemara says my help not to have a problem with asmachta. Problem with asmachta is that we see that he doesn't really mean it. He doesn't have a full gemdas for what he says. So when he promised, I'm going to pay you back in case he's not going to pay, he's really hoping that the other fellow is going to pay back. So it should be asmachta. So effect the Gemara. That's what just happened 2 days ago.
What are you going to do about Gnevis
Das? Could be it's Gnevis Das, I hear. But they can't ask him for money if he's not Machu.
The one Malv wants to turn around and ask about the comfort of the Orif. You drive one to take you down.
Oh, 1 second. Maybe you're saying the Gemara's tet. Maybe you mean what the Gemara's answers. The Gemara says a tet that at the time, this lender says, I'm not going to lend the money. Only because of the Orev, who promised that in case something happens, he's going to pay back, the Malve agreed to lend the money. So, Kumdo is Aikil Avanoe, the Gemara calls it, the Orev has Avanoe, that because of him, this Halvor takes place. So, usually if I just tell you something, then the Mishnah says it doesn't work. But here, the Orev, and he promised, he helped that the other guy was able to get his the loan. So Bahi Hanoe, the Ov has Hanoe, that because of him it worked out that they worked out that the Mal will lend the money. So therefore, if we say that he really means it. Oh, so we could say the same thing with the driver. Perfect, very good. He told you he doesn't really want to take you to London speeding because he's afraid he might miss one camera. You told him that I'll pay for it. So because of your word, he agreed, he listened to you to speed and go to London. So it could be like an Orif. The same idea the Gemara says by Orif, that it's not asmachta because you have a noe that the Malve agreed to lend the money. So he also, only because of you, the driver is happy to speed and go down to London. So it could be that it's within Orif you have. To what? To speed? That's another shaila. Are you allowed to speed or not? He was happy to do it. By the way, if they tell you don't cross the red light, you shouldn't cross the red light because you have to be careful for safety. But I don't know if Dina can stop you cross the red light. He can tell you that if he give you a ticket, you have to pay it. It's a momentous tigaloch, I'm trying to say. Dima Chusadina is a momentous tigaloch that if money, they have a schus to ask for money, whatever. But they can't tell you what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to. But you shouldn't speed for safety, I agree to you. But unfortunately, because that's not. Now I'm going to tell you. So at the moment, we want to say that maybe he has to pay the driver, like we find in the Gemara in Abba Orif. It's an interesting story. The Nesivos brings down a tool, brings a story from the Rosh. Someone had a cow, a pogo, a cow, and he was afraid that maybe it's a treifa. She was ready. Now, this pogo, he was afraid it's a treifa. So he didn't really want to shecht it. But his friend desperately needed meat. He went over to him and he said, listen, I need meat to make chasen, whatever, I need flesh. Please, can you shecht your cow? So the seller said, listen, I prefer to keep it, because if I shecht it, it might end up being a treifa, and that's it. So the buyer said, you know what? If it's kosher, I'll pay you whatever it costs. Whatever. If it's a treifa, I'm still going to pay you £200, whatever. So the mailer, just go, and I'll pay you whatever. Even if it's a treifa, I'll pay you £200. So he shechted it, and the ma'aseh was a treifa. So they asked the Rosh, is he mechuyev to pay the £200 or not? And the psak was, he's not mechuyev. We'll leave out for a moment all the details. And his story wasn't mechuyev. But the Nesivos asked, why is he not mechuyev medin Orif? The same idea as the Orif, we have in this story as well. The seller wasn't happy to shecht the cow, because he was afraid maybe it's a treifa. Only because you promised him, go and shecht it, and I'm gonna pay you. So it should be chayav midin Orif. That's what the Nesivos asks. It's the same idea. Again, because of him, he shechted it. So Nesivos has a very important insight. He says, even though Orif is chayav, I'm not chayav to pay you more than what you lost. Now, Orif usually pshat is that the mal, because of you, he landed £100, so he lost £100. He didn't want to lend the money to that guy. You told him, in case something happens, I'll pay you back. So you have to pay him back the £100 he lost. Here, this cow was a treifa yesterday. He didn't know about it, but he was a treifa before he shechted it. So at the time, all he had was a treifa. Now he shechted it. What did he lose? Nothing. All he had is a treifa.
He's got use out of it. Once
you shecht it, it's finished. Yeah, but he had a car which is a treifa, so you have to pay him how much a treifa cost.
He lost out because Kozman's alive. The treifa is owner. He had use out of it.
Good. You have to know exactly how much he has to pay. But I'm saying, you can't say, pay me how much a good cow costs, because all I lost is all he lost is the treifa. That's what you had. I'm just trying to bring out that this fellow, he's asking the driver, take me down to London, and if you get a ticket, I'll pay you. The question is how to define how much, how much did he lose? Well, what exactly is happening over here?
He's taking him down to London.
Yeah, but if I'm paying him, you're saying I have to pay him because of the halacha of the Ogre. Because of me, he agreed to speed. So I have to pay him for speeding. I don't. He can't say that, like by the cow, I have to pay him the shavis, how much the cow is worth. A cow was only a treva, I have to pay him how much a treva cost. So here, how much does it cost to do a pa'ula of speeding? You get a fine of £100, so it doesn't mean that speeding is worth £100. See, I have...
He's losing £100.
What?
The driver is physically losing £100.
No, by the lender, he pull out his pocket £100. So I have to make sure to give him back the £100 he pulled out of his pocket. Because of me, he took out the £100. Here, because of me, he was speeding. And then eventually he got the ticket. A fine. You know, could be that's I'm just not sure. Isn't this still the same as the Orev? Or not? By Orev, I'm just saying by Orev.
It's the same as a cow. The cow was worthless, but you're worried
about yeah.
Okay, let's assume it's worthless. Forget all the other
bits. Right.
I don't know. So he's not lost anything, the owner of the cow. Here, the owner of the car, the driver, has lost something. Maybe a bit later on, but he's lost £100.
Even though it wasn't direct. I told him to do is to speed. Eventually, he got the ticket. Oh, that's very good. I think that is the point. So I want to say that even if it is asmach that we said lechoya, and even I'd say or if I'm not sure, could be that midin or if yeah, I'm not sure. But I think you could say another reason why you have to pay him. Every time you have a worker, a poyel, you ask him, please do some work for me. And he says, cook, depends on my, it depends on various things, how much it's going to cost, depends how much it cost me to buy all the material, depends how many hours I'm going to work for you. Often you get the worker to an extension, they'll tell you it'll be between that and that price. Eventually, at the end, how is he going to work out how much it costs it? He's going to make a cheshbon, how much expenses he had, how many hours he worked, and all this together is going to build up a bill, the price. So when a normal driver takes you down to London, he might tell you, it depends on the traffic, how long it's going to take. Depends on if I have to use the toll road, because that costs me money. All different cheshbon is how much eventually he's going to charge you based on different expenses. So if he tells you, listen, I might have expense called because I have to pay the fine, the ticket for speeding, so you can put it into the expenses to decide how much, what is the price. That's machte is a problem usually. But here, it's pshamikore, I'm your worker, and I'm giving you a price. I don't know how long it's going to take me. I don't know what expenses I'm going to have. How much petrol I have to pay. All the cheshbonos. So it could be when he told him, I'm going to charge you for the, you have to pay the fine. So he's just telling him that it's going to be part of the wage. But you have to pay me for the work I'm doing for you.
You don't specify to him I'm going to pay a ticket. And you do not pay a ticket.
So the choyer.
Wait, it's not part of the...
Depends how you, it depends what they agreed. If the driver tells him, listen, I'm happy to take you to London, but because we're in a rush, I'm going to need to use more petrol, because speeding, we know, it takes more petrol. And I might get, all this, he tells him clearly that I'm going to charge you for it, then it will be good. But like the story was, could be that I agreed to you, that then it wasn't really part of the price he's going to charge. He says, I'll take you down to London, it'll cost whatever it costs, but I'm scared I'm going to get, I can't speed because I might get a ticket. He says, you know what, if you get one, then I'll pay for it.
Where's the whole thing
of? Then it wasn't part, like you're saying, could be, you have to always see how the conversation was between them.
Where's the whole thing of believing somebody?
Asmachta, Chazal, see sometimes in a person that he doesn't mean it. If I tell you, it was just a story in one of the yeshivas, but, what?
He says, I'm going to mean that, I'm going to pay you.
If you get 5 bochim going into your car, yeah, you can only take 4. And the 5th boy tells you, you tell him he can't come on. He says, you know what, if the police is going to stop you, I'll pay. The bochim think that it never happened in the past 20 years that the police catch
him. He's
used
words, I will pay you, and that's it. End of story.
I say something,
it's your word. But if Chazal can see that He was relying on the fact that it's not going to happen.
What? I don't believe them. I can't believe them. Because why? Maybe it's
not. Let me talk another loch lemosh. If I just tell you now, you know what, tomorrow I'll give you a present of £1,000. You come to me tomorrow. Can you say, take me to base and hey, you told me yesterday you're going to...
You.
I have to do a Kenyan, right?
Emotion.
I have to do a Kenyan. If you make a Kenyan now, yeah, you always see Kenyan soda, you lift up the tissue, whatever it is, a pen. It's something called Kenyan. It's just wording.
I'm doing a service for you.
So very good. So if it's part of, that's what we're saying. If what I promised to you, we're going to see considered like it's part of what I'm going to pay you for the service, then I agree to you. And that's going to be the schiras paralim. Part of hiring a worker is that's going to be included in the price. But if the price, you tell me, fine, I'll take you down £200. Well, what's a bit of a fine? But I will see if something happens, I'll pay for it. It's not part of the paying you for the service. The service you're doing, I'm paying you 200. And there was another asmachta. I told you, if this is going to happen, you we'll look after you. We'll pay for it. It's not part. I'm not paying you for the actual job. The job, you have a fixed price. And what I promised to pay you is asmachta. To speed does not cost £100. If I take the tickets, might cost £100.
He's the gambler, he says it to make you do it on the gamble that he won't get caught.
Okay, so say it. You're saying I'm going
to pay.
I just say it because, you know why I say it? I'm saying it because I need you to get there, to speed. But I know that you it's a shame you're going to get there, you're going to speed, and you're going to get a ticket. So I'm doing it just to, it's like the Gemara says, I'm not going to sell this, yeah, you sell a property, nothing to talk about, up minimum £1 million. But you know very jolly that if I 900 is also good, 900,000, which is why are you saying no, nothing under, because you want people not to start and come to you 500,000. You should know that there's nothing to talk about up to a million. If someone comes for 900, fine, you know. Often you say something just to get to some point. Here, I'm just trying to get you to speed. But I didn't really mean to pay you the fine, because it's not going to happen. You're asking me, is it going to happen now? Yeah, but it's felt in the community as that.
You can't just say your rubbish and not expect a
compliment. The driver expects you to pay the property, you expect to have some give and take.
Who expected it? The driver. But the driver also, fine. But it doesn't matter what I'm saying. You have to always have the gemilas das of the person who agreed to pay.
There's also this parking. If you get a ticket, I'll pay it. Is that also a structure?
Could be. I have to find a way out.
So you'll get a ticket. It's not a maybe. You'll probably get a ticket.
Depends what the chances are, but it could be. Oh, wow, it's already late.
Yeah, that's ready.
Good. We should all drive safely and leave on time.
I'm going to go to the hospital.